So hi, everyone. I'm Alyssa. As Peter said, I took the course last fall, although it feels like a really, really long time ago. I'm sorry, I'm really short, so I'm just kind of sitting with you guys. I don't know. I was looking at the class wiki space today, and I noticed that it has changed since last fall a little bit. And I took down some notes on what I thought would be helpful. I don't know if people have sort of initial questions or if you'd like me to just kind of go into, because I know Peter frames it as an interview. Or do people just want me to kind of jump into what I wrote down?
Yeah. Okay, yes? The wiki pages work with the class? Like, how do you navigate that?
Okay. So you'll notice that, hello, So Peter has the link to, you know, his sort of university site on the very front. And to that, I assume there'll be a link to the wiki space. And the wiki space has the course syllabus, which is what he just referred to. That's actually number one, printout materials. So you definitely want to go on the wiki space. I mean, I'm someone who, I can't read things from a screen, so it's much easier for me to sort of print it out and process it that way. I would say you definitely print out the whole syllabus. It's probably unlike most syllabi that you've seen. It's sort of multifaceted. And then on the initial wiki, there's also links to the different phases, which are on the opposite side of the sheet that you just referred to. So you have phase A through phase J taking stock. So my first suggestion would definitely be to print out all those resources, including the links to each phase that they describe, you know, the process for each phase. And Peter's also put examples of student work on there, which I found really helpful, too. I had them in a big binder, and I tabbed them, you know, phase A, phase B, phase C. And then I also had, like, a section for my own work, which I found very helpful. But I noticed on the wiki space it's slightly different because I think that you're expected, and obviously you have to ask Peter this, but I think that this year you're expected to upload things to the wiki space. And if not, he wants you to, you know, if you don't do it electronically, he wants you to scan the document and upload it. And actually, I think that will be really helpful for you guys as classmates and colleagues, because you'll be able to access other people's work, which might help you guys sort of support each other.
So that's different from what you experienced when you took...
We submitted most items within the class. There were some items that I remember emailing him. And obviously, if you're going to upload anything, like, be really conscientious about... this is, like, really nitpicky, but I'm a 7th grade social studies teacher, so that's okay if you're nitpicky. Make sure that when you're naming documents, name them by something that's going to make sense to everyone. You know, so name it by the phase that you're on or the number of the assignment and then, like, your last name and maybe the date. I found, and you'll see this, you know, Peter was talking about this being an ongoing process. You'll find another document on the wiki space that's like a chart that has the different phases with arrows pointing down. Because you'll find that you'll write something one week, and then based on the conversations you have in class or the research you do, the next week, it's kind of relevant, but not really, so you need to update it. So what I made sure I did is I always saved my documents just using, like, the save as function. Because I feel like at the moment you might feel like your old stuff is old and it's not relevant, but you may at another time say, I kind of like the wording from that original document. So I would make sure that you're saving every draft that you do. You guys have other specific questions, or do you want me to just go on with my list?
Maybe just go on with your list.
Okay, cool.
We'll
this was, I wrote down journal. I think that some people, you know, some people like to reflect, some people don't. But I had a journal where I wrote down, sometimes I wrote down, like, little rants and raves. Sometimes I wrote down, like, little concept maps. If something occurred to me in class, I would write it down. I had sort of to-do lists in here. And although I'm someone who I like to sort of type things out and I don't normally keep handwritten notes, I felt like there was something a little bit more freeing about writing in, like, a journal than, say, like, typing everything into a document. In another one of Peter's classes, I actually use a wiki space as a journal, too. But I think it's important for you to have somewhere that you're sort of recording, like, your ideas or your experience or whatever reflections you're having. Because the last phase, which is taking stock, you'll do a sort of like a self-assessment or a self-evaluation. And I felt like towards the end of the course, I wasn't able to get as much out of that because I wasn't keeping that in mind, like my evaluation, like throughout. And keeping in mind, like, I mean, I was keeping in mind the objectives for the class and the goals for the class. But I wasn't sort of doing it on, you know, on sort of like a big picture. It was more like, you know, through like the nitty gritty, like what assignments I'm going to do, instead of just looking at it as like the purpose of this is for me to become a more like reflective practitioner and to, you know, enhance my research skills. So I think that if you're keeping a journal, it'll help you with those later phases. I made this calendar that had like each class listed and what I was going to do before each class and after each class. And towards the end, I sort of used it less and less, but for a while it sort of helped me to stay on track and, you know, not simply so that I was like just handing in assignments on time, but I just wanted to make sure, you know, like you were saying, that I was able to like get everything out of the course that I could. And, you know, by sort of staying on top of things and making sure that I was pacing myself well, I felt like that was that sort of calendar that I made was really helpful. You know, I think that you may have already read, I don't think it's on here, but Peter has like a revision system.
I want to see that.
Where, and anyone who's taken some of his other courses, you know, that you're really looking for like that okay slash like revision not requested. So it's like an okay slash R&R. And if you don't see that, he'll write notes and, you know, it needs to be revised in some way. I would say, you know, instead of looking at it as simply something that needs to be fixed, saved, printed out, and handed in again, definitely look for, you know, what can be improved about it. Because if you look at an assignment as simply something that needs to be, like, handed in and checked off, then you're not going to be able to get out of it, you know, what is intended for the phase. And I found myself sometimes if I didn't get that, you know, okay, revision not requested symbol from him, that I would go back and reread, like, what the goal of the phase was. And many times I would find that what I had produced didn't necessarily get me to, like, that particular phase. So that was really helpful. And I, you know, you'll see on the Wiki Space there's a checklist that you can print off. It's an assignment checklist. And out of all of the assignments, there's some that you can, like, technically miss. So he doesn't expect you to necessarily revise everything.
Is it just one?
It might be like one or two.
Yeah,
but I never really took advantage of that because I just felt like, I just always felt like I would be missing something that I was supposed to be getting, you know? And you'll probably find that some of the phases or at least some of the assignments are much more sort of valuable to like the type of work that you want to do, and then some other ones maybe at the moment don't necessarily feel like as valuable to you. But I, you know, I think that sort of makes sense.
Do you think it's similar to 693, where it's like building blocks? It's like each phrase that you do, you have to kind of master that phase to go to the next phase.
Yeah, in a way. Mm-hmm. And some of the phases are similar too, as like the action research. Mm-hmm. Some of you have taken action research? Some of them are similar, yeah, or some of the assignments at least. He has a list up there of, you know, like study and research competencies that, I don't know, I feel like sort of as professionals, most of them we probably in some way, shape, or form were able to do, but I found that some of them, I was like, hey, you know, that's probably sort of like a really nitpicky skill or something that I should have used like in my undergrad or like in something else and I never did. Now's a good time to try it out. There's definitely a lot of things on that list that, and they're basically like suggested study and research skills that I found really helpful. Has anyone ever used RefWorks?
Yeah.
Okay, so RefWorks I would like definitely suggest. It's just a way for you when you're reading, you know, articles, research articles, you can just save any, you know, information about it and including your own notes.
What's it
to
called
this
again?
Thing called RefWorks. It's REF Works. And If you go on the UMass Boston Library website, you can access it, I believe, because we have like a sort of membership. Yeah, it's like a group thing.
Right, and they have like a training or workshop on how to issue.
Yeah, and I think you'll do that. Are you going to do that here in like week two or three?
You mean in terms of it's required?
I remember at one point Peter actually took us to the library, and one of the library personnel sort of walked us through a few things. That's actually, I sort of flipped to here because I found that I was using so many different like internet websites that I don't know how good you are with your own passwords, but I wrote down like all of my passwords and usernames on one page in my notebook because I was using RefWorks, I was using like the library, you know, like the interlibrary loan. So that was just something that felt like saved me a lot of time like in the moment. This is something that this is just a little skill that I learned, I think, from someone, from Peter. But in my like little notebook here, what I would do is number each of the pages in my notebook and then actually make my own table of contents. Because I would remember, you know, writing something and I would say, oh, that would be really relevant, you know, for this particular phase or this particular assignment. But, you know, it's much easier than just flipping through here and then, you know, I get sidetracked and I go on to something else. But then I would write the page number down and that's just a quick blurb about like what was on that page is just a reference guide for myself.
Are you talking about your journal?
Yeah, my journal. And I know a lot of this probably sounds like like kind of nitpicky, but these are like the small things that you can do so that you're less bogged down with sort of the administrative stuff, and instead you can really do like the important thinking that needs to go into the course. I think there was one more
thing. And when did you establish that, like right from the offset?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was before the first night I had like tabbed the binder, which is a little psychotic now that I say.
When you say that, you mean your main.
Yeah, like my main test, and like I lugged it like every week. I'd be like, I'm not bringing it to class, but every week I would bring it, and every week I would turn to one section and like reference it. I found that super helpful because you'll notice, and you'll have to do the syllabus quiz or the treasure hunt for next week. And it really does kind of makes you really navigate the wiki space because there's a lot of different links, but obviously you can see the branches where, you know, you can go back to whatever you need to. So that's really helpful because you'll get really acquainted with it. What also might be helpful if, you know, if you're not into the whole tabbing binder thing, or perhaps you are, what I also did was on my, like, favorites list, I would tab certain things. You know, I definitely had tabbed the just the page that had links to student work because I'm someone who, like, you know, I like to do my own thinking, but I also just like to see how did someone else do that, you know, just as I think it gives me a little bit more confidence going into things like that. Wikis. Have people used wikis before for their own work? You might want to, I mean, you guys will get to know each other, but I felt like when I took the class there, where like I had never used wiki spaces before, and it was like a little bit scary to me, but then a few people, I think like in the first week or maybe the first 2 weeks, we were like emailing each other back and forth like crazy, like, I can't find this on the treasure hunt, can you? And like people were really helping each other, and there were a bunch of classmates who helped me kind of figure out how to use a wiki space. And I actually ended up using it for the action research course, and I found it really helpful. The other thing that's also really helpful, and Peter has this on, I looked today, like five different parts on the site. Anytime you find a link that's broken, like definitely email him and say, like, the link does not work. Like, if you click on a live link that's like green or underlined and it doesn't send you to where it does, like an error page, definitely email him back. I think the class as a whole will be very appreciative of that because you'll never know, like, the night that you really want to do something and you really want to look at a link and it's broken and you'll be kind of discouraged. But I guess that's also the advantage of printing things out. I guess the other thing that I can say is just tonight you guys will write, like, a governing question and sort of, like, an overview paragraph, and that will evolve throughout the semester. But I think sometimes what might happen in the course is people write this initial question, and they put a lot of effort and work into that initial question, and so they therefore feel attached to it, and are like, well, I already did a lot of work for this like question, like I don't really want to change it. But I think that like it would be good for you to just allow yourself that, you know, I mean, I feel like at one point I was rewriting like my guiding question like three different times, and even if I was just changing like a couple different words, it would have a different feel for me. But I found that really helpful in the end, just to allow myself to say, okay, even if I end up having to like do some stuff over or do some different style research, like I'm going to let myself change the question. Because I think for some of you, this will lead into your synthesis work maybe, or maybe action research. The question that I came up with in this course in the fall evolved a lot and eventually became like the foundation of my synthesis work. But I really, really appreciated the fact that I had like this course to like hash that out, because if I had started my synthesis using the question that I had in my mind like this night where you guys are sitting, I don't even know what it would have turned out like. So definitely let yourself change your question.
Do you feel you felt like this course enabled you to synthesize where you were going in your synthesis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you able to use some of your work and your research to transition right into your synthesis process?
I didn't end up using any actual like work, but like I did go into my synthesis feeling really confident about like where I was going.
Okay.
So though I wasn't necessarily able to dig up old stuff, I was definitely like, okay, I don't need to do any more thinking about what I'm going to be doing. Like I know it, and I'm like ready for it. Yeah. So I didn't really end up. I mean, maybe like a few articles I was able to use.
Can I ask you to take a step back, because you know I think we've all heard a lot about the Peter's courses, and you know I looked at the syllabus and at the wiki and stuff. And I think taking the step back, I'm really curious from your perspective what the purpose of this course is, or what the main objective is, because it feels like there's two or three different threads that I suspect will come together at the end, but right now feels very undefined.
Okay. What are the threads that you're
you mentioned them at the beginning. We certainly want to be able to more further develop our ability to research, our ability to sort of pose that governing question, I think the ability to be more reflective. But yet that is sort of juxtaposed by all these assignments that seem very specific and very nitpicky to a certain extent.
Specific. They're worded in a specific way.
I'm sort of curious from your perspective, what do you feel now, maybe having had the course, was really the objective of the course?
I mean, I feel like a lot of the goals are set up in a way, and I had never done research like this before. I feel like this definitely turned me into definitely a more strategic researcher. But also, strategic, you know, suggests that, like, you just kind of, like, go into it and you know exactly what you're doing. But I also felt like I was able to sort of think against my own thinking. Like, there's a few assignments where you're able to kind of take a step back and go, well, wait a minute. This is kind of what I've been thinking and where I'm going right now, but does that actually make sense? There's, like, a counter D. So propositions, counter propositions. And I think that made me feel much more confident about my work, because I was actually able to sit down in a very logical way, say, where are the holes in my argument? And I feel like sometimes in research that I've done in the past, I came up with an idea and I was just amassing information about it. But I feel like here, you spend so much time researching just to figure out exactly what you want to research, so that you do find a question at the end that you can, sort of what I was saying before, that you can feel like, okay, this is, I'm genuinely invested in this, and this is actually a really interesting question that I could spend a lot more time in. So in that way, I think that the objective of the course allows you to be more strategic, but also allows you to sort of think around your topic too. So you're not just, you know, doing some like random research. And the reflective practitioner piece is definitely something, you know, I was saying before that I wish I had kept in mind before, because I was, you know, if you click on the taking stock, you know, it'll say like my final product shows that, or, and there's a lot of different sort of sub levels that I feel like if I had kept those in mind during the course, I would have said, I would have sort of been able to like think about what I was doing in more of like a, you know, kind of taking a step back and reminding myself of why I was doing what I was doing.
You mean sort of like mapping your own journey?
Yeah, kind of. You know, I can kind of say, all right, well, you know what? Maybe I'm a little bit frustrated this week because I feel like I got a lot going on and, you know, I got to do this assignment. But if I had really gone back and looked at sort of the goals to become a reflective practitioner, I would have said, okay, that's right. That's a good reminder of, like, why I'm doing this. Because, I mean, some of you are probably taking more than one course, and it's certainly easy to, you know, feel that way at times. I mean, I you know, Peter's really, I feel like in, you know, my experiences in his courses, like if I've emailed him or, you know, certainly emailed other people in the class, like I've gotten a lot of support.
What do you think is what causes a lot of students to get tripped up in this process? I mean, is it just so many processes that...
I think that a lot of people might go into it like sort of, you know, and I heard sort of the stories before I came in too. But, I mean, if you go into it saying like, oh God, Peter is so hard to please and this is going to be impossible and I'm going to have to redo stuff over and over again, then like, I feel like already it's like just stepping in sort of behind the line, you know. I feel like, you know, he has this whole thing about negotiating power and negotiating standards. And, you know, I think that he's genuine about that. I mean, if you feel like, you know, like advocate for yourself, if you feel like something has not gone right, but also recognize that like perhaps there is room for growth somewhere and you're just not seeing it. You know, I would definitely say this is a pretty big class, but like find a couple allies in the class and people who you can literally give something to and say, you know, maybe Peter wrote these comments, like what do you think he means? I mean, obviously ask him, but use your classmates as allies too. I got some really, you know, I would do something and I thought it was like top notch. And then I would show it to a classmate and, you know, people in PCT, like we're all really supportive, but people would say, you know, you really didn't think about this, or maybe you really need to look at this. I mean, there was a lot of people in my class that would stay after class was done and have conversations. That's not really my style. I wake up really early, so I'm kind of like out of here when the class is done. But I found that over like the weekends when I was doing a lot of my work, that's when I would sort of have questions, and I would sort of email them off to people. I mean, yeah, like the class is certainly a lot of work and it's a big commitment, but I have to say that I did not think I would get as much out of it as I did, especially going right into my synthesis semester. I definitely, I discovered a lot of my own sort of inadequacies, which was a positive thing as far as research is concerned.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So, I was not nervous about this class until I
prepared. No, God.
I'm just a total wreck now.
Like,
are you a super organized person, or did the bulk of this course turn you into ultra organized?
Because you seem... So type A.
I'm really organized anyways, but I definitely was like hearing like, you know, some of these rumors that this class is really a lot of work and, you know, you might have to take it again. So I kind of just went into it like day one was like, you know what? Like I got my stuff organized, like this is how I'm going to do it. And again, only because I was like, I'm hearing these like nightmares. I don't want to get into the situation where like I'm halfway through the semester and like I'm hating the class and I'm not liking what I'm doing. I just wanted to say I want to really end the class in a really positive place to like launch myself into my final semester. I mean, I think that
without all those systems of organization, that you definitely would have fallen behind, or it would have been overwhelming for you if you weren't so organized.
Yeah. But that's also me. I mean, I'm an organized person, so therefore I need organization in order to succeed. I mean, there were certainly people who I would deem, like, less organized than me who, like, did fine. I just find that there's some things that you could, like, maybe get tripped up on that might be easier if you, like, sort of... I mean, and especially when you print out the whole like each of the phases, it's a lot of text. And I think just conceptually for me, it was easier to like see it in a binder, like tabbed out. So if I needed something, I didn't have to like go on the wiki and like click on this and do this. I could just like flip right to the page and be like, okay, that's what that looks like. That's what that sounds like.
So what would you, do you have any sort of estimate of maybe like the number of hours you put in outside of class, like over the course of a week?
That's a good question.
I mean, I know that you probably can't answer it super specifically, but do you have any idea?
That would be helpful.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, were you spending all weekend, every weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, but I was also, I've taken like two courses through, I don't know if other people are taking two courses.
I'm just curious.
I think I also took,
this
though, is I felt like, and again, like, you know, when you're doing like your sort of overall governing question, like definitely do something you're passionate about. Because I found that like while I was doing research, I would also find something really cool that I could like implement into my classroom the following week. So there was definitely a lot of overlap. I know that people who also, and I'll answer like the hours question in a minute. I know that people in the class were also, you know, they had various other jobs and they would be doing research on something to improve like something that was going on at work. So I found that things sort of overlapped. I mean, I think I spent a big chunk of time on Saturdays doing work for this class and my other class. And then I would say like it was always like two nights before that I was sort of refining things.
That would be the weekend.
Yeah, the entire weekend. Where's the reading? Because he's there's only one book. Well, there's another guidebook, but is there a reading?
Yeah,
the readings are off the wiki then. Then he has actual articles and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's a few articles on the wiki, but you'll be doing your own research, so you'll be reading your own stuff.
It's on the full syllabus.
Yeah, that's research.
Yeah, the link is right there at the top.
It's Elmo.
Yeah.
I don't mean to scare anyone. I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't mean to scare anyone.
No, but I've always been, like, really on top of organization, like, in all of your classes. And
yeah.
I think it has something to do with, you know, planning lessons in school.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're used to that, but you've always been, like, mm-hmm. you know.
But that's it. Just makes me feel.
Don't
like,
lower like, head up too much.
No, it just makes me feel a little bit more confident.
But on the same token, it's in the syllabus that Peter put together to have a 3-week binder and
yeah.
a journal
yeah.
and a notebook and you know so and some way to file mm-hmm. and keep. You know,
yeah.
I'm assuming the file thing is to keep the articles that you're mm-hmm. reading somehow organized. So, I mean, I think that what you offered was just some detail to how
yeah.
you organized.
Yes.
The system
yeah.
that he's already saying you really mm-hmm. need to be able to be successful in this
yeah.
class.
And that was the thing is that I found through the course, you know, I'm organized, I have zero notes now, but I found that like some of the things that I did, I may not have needed to do, that there were other things that were more helpful, so I was sort of able to streamline a little bit.
Can you talk a little bit more about the journal?
About my secret journal, my secret diary.
I mean, was that something you pretty much just kept on you?
Yeah, I kept
all day, every day, kind of.
Yeah, actually, it was like in my school bag a lot, and I didn't. You know, I would mostly. I was looking at it earlier today. Concept map rant. I would write down. You know, I would take notes using RefWorks, but then a lot of this is like the evolution of my governing question. Like I would. I had certain terms that I felt like I needed to research. Like I did this whole, originally it was like this idea of teaching through global awareness and ended up evolving to something slightly different. But I found that when I was doing research, even slightly changing like the wording of what I was looking for would launch me into a whole different direction. So I realized that I needed to be very precise about the language I was using. So this sort of, there's a lot of different like evolutions of my questions and trying things out. In here. And then I have like various, like, I have a few different concept maps of how I wanted to organize things. Because I feel like I'm like a really obviously like linear person, and I couldn't be really linear. I had to allow myself to sort of entertain like, you know, various branches at once. So I would kind of jot things down in here.
So is the journal, like the content isn't graded or anything, it's just mostly for your own benefit?
Yeah,
and just
it's not graded.
Write whatever you're feeling or
yeah,
thinking.
Yeah, I mean, there were tons of things in here where I was like, you know, I'm not really doing too well this week. Like, I'm not really feeling too great about, like, whatever my question is or something, or I really need to, like, you know, get on what I need to be doing. I think you'll bring this. You don't. He doesn't read it or anything, but.
Oh, okay.
Well, how do you have two different meetings with him?
Okay.
Do we need more time?
Just 5 minutes?
Yeah, thank you.
So the journal is pretty much solely for your own benefit.
Yeah, absolutely for your own benefit.
Okay.
You know, I think I brought this to a meeting with him, and I just kind of said, you know,
use it.
This is my journal. So he's, you know, he's not going to, I don't think he's going to flip through it.
Did you find that composition book was enough? Was that everything in there from your research?
Yeah, this was enough for me as far as, like, what this was supposed to serve. Obviously, I did a lot of other writing that I ended up saving on my computer. But this was enough for just, like, the sort of more personal, like...
So how did you structure that? Did you say to yourself, I'm going to journal one day of the week?
No.
How'd you do it?
I just wrote down whenever I felt like I had to say something.
And then basically you said this was helpful for at the end, because at the end it was a portion in here where we had to do the reflection.
But yeah, I would say if you can definitely take a look at the taking stock. It's phase J. It's the last one. There's an example of, I think, Jeremy's, like, self-evaluations. So the other thing to remember is that there's phases and then there's assignments that are separate. And mostly there's an assignment for each phase, but sometimes there's more than one. But I felt like if I had looked at that sort of self-evaluation and made that more ongoing, I would have been able to, I just would have gotten more from it. So instead of at the end of semester being like, okay, well, like, how have I evolved as this type of, you know, person?
Mm-hmm. So when you're doing the assignment, you're keeping in mind the goal of the phase of the week?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely. That's really important, because otherwise you might just get bogged down. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, I certainly don't mean to, like, scare anyone. Those are just the things. And, you know, when I had this class, like Jeremy, some of you know Jeremy, and he kind of came to us and said something similar, and there were people in the class that were like, whoa, like, what is going on here? But they're just like some...
super organized.
Huh?
Like, yeah, I'm so organized. I got some tabs. And then when I came with the table of contents, like, with the calendar and everything, I thought, oh, my gosh, like, I'm so in over my head. So
no, you're not.
I don't think you sound scary.
Okay.
But it was just, that's why I wanted to know if it was... your style is being organized.
Yeah, definitely my style.
So necessary.
And definitely my style. But I think in some ways also sort of necessary. But yeah, I think that you guys will discover if you're able to really pick something that you feel passionate about, that a lot of it doesn't necessarily feel like, oh God, it's an assignment I have to do. You'll feel like, wow, this is getting me deeper into whatever I was sort of thinking about before. Because, I mean, I was choosing something that was directly applicable to my teaching, and I felt like I was able to try things out in my classroom. And it was definitely something that most days I was thinking about it. And not in, like, a nagging way, but I would encounter something, and I'd be like, hey, that sort of fits in here.
And is that what we're going to be coming up with tonight?
Yeah, I mean, the first night...
Wow.
I think you'll do... Peter's got his carbon paper over there.
Do you need that?
In session exercises on proposed investigation. Who do you want to reach? What do you want to convey to them? And first stab at governing question. And that was what... I think that's what I had written about right afterwards in here. So I wrote a question out, and then I remember, like, a month later, I looked at it, and I was like, God, I was, like, so naive that first time class, like, how silly of me. But there was definitely, like, a nugget of that first question that, like, carried over. I remember, too, you know, being like, wait a minute, I gotta write something that's gonna, like, define the rest of my semester. But, again, just allow yourself to change it and allow it to evolve.
Can I ask again? Yeah. Was I the only one in here who's not familiar with using Wiki?
No, I'm
just going to swear to you. Someone might want to give us a tutorial.
Jeremy?
Sure.
Yeah, and you'll discover, I mean, if you know how to use...
I'm sorry. Jeremy is the techie.
If you know how to use Microsoft Word, like, you can use a wiki. It's just a website where once you have permission, you can, you know, make things bold and underline things and put links here. So I remember being like, what's a wiki space? But, you know, someone in the class sort of helped us, and then afterwards we're like, oh, it's like...
It is. It's like it's an online navigating. Microsoft Word. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. you can go in and change.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty easy. Yeah.
And I found that, like, I don't know if you guys use Google Docs or if you have, like, mm-hmm. you know, some sort of flash drive, but I felt like sometimes I was doing work at home, sometimes I was doing work on my school computer, sometimes I was here. So if you're going to use, like, Google Docs or if you want to use a wiki space to, like, keep track of all your stuff, that might be helpful.